Back in studio on this Tuesday to talk all things tech. Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienis, welcome back to studio. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Right, so last week we spoke about Google and the launch of their Pixel 8 and everything that went with it. Now, let's go to the other tech giant, Apple, and they also had their little event, or one of them.
They had, yeah, so they had the iPhone 15 event a little while ago, and now in the last couple of weeks, they had their, what they called their Scary Fast event. Because it was on October 30th, just before Halloween, and it was their first event on campus that was held at night.
Wow.
So they kind of played into that a little bit.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but I think it was just memed quite a lot because it's the first time that we heard Tim Cook not say good morning at the beginning of an event.
Oh, look at that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But they had some interesting announcements. I guess on the devices side, a whole new line of MacBook Pros and new iMacs. So the iMac, obviously the all-in-one computer with display and everything, and the MacBook Pros, we know, they're kind of professional grade,
yeah.
Creative laptops that are very, very popular. And the reason there's kind of new versions of these is slight tweaks in hardware. They kind of look very much how they've looked before, so not a massive change there.
Yeah.
It's more about the internals. And at this event, Apple launched their M3 series of chips. So you'll remember they launched their own chips a couple of years back in 2020 with the M1s. We had the M2s come out last year, which I think was quite kind of disappointing for a lot of people. There wasn't a massive increase in performance over the M1s. So they, you know, there was no reason to upgrade if you've got an M1. And I'd kind of say that the same might be true now. So in their event, they actually compared the M3, not to the M2, but to the M1.
Oh, wow. So yeah. To really create a bit of a jump.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, and I guess also to tap into that audience, their devices are 2 or 3 years old now. Maybe they want to upgrade the ones that had the M1s.
Well, it's not a bad idea. It's a clever idea, I think, if they take that approach.
Yeah. So the M3s, so it's the M3, the M3 Pro, and the M3 Max. You know, the bigger and bigger processors you get, and obviously the more expensive these things become.
Yeah.
But they are, again, really efficient on power. They're obviously ARM-based, and they seem very, very powerful for you know, that power consumption. So their battery life is on the MacBook Pro seems that it's going to be even longer. It's going to perform way better. It's something like 40% better CPU performance and about 60% better GPU performance compared to the M1s. So a significant step, I think, for the M3s that they kind of missed out on,
yeah,
on the M2s. And the reason we think, at least, that they have this big step is they are now the first company in the world to build processors on the 3-nanometer process. It's the smallest process we've got. So the transistors are only 3 nanometers large.
Okay. I'm pretending that I know what you're talking about.
For comparison, Intel's chips are 7 nanometers. So there's a very big difference there.
Okay.
And that's why they can, you know, pack so much more power into the same size package and still have it be super power efficient.
You know what? I've never owned a MacBook Pro, but I mean, obviously through my years of doing a bit of modeling here and international and with big clients, they all go to the MacBook Pro, and it's a quality machine. It really is a quality machine. So, you know, with this brand new chip, I can only imagine that, yes, increases in price. It'll be quite expensive to get it.
Very.
But it's, you know, that what you are buying, it's a quality piece of equipment.
And it can last you for years and years and years.
That's
one of the major draw cards. And in the new MacBook Pros, you can get up to 128 gigabytes of RAM now. It is a huge jump.
Yes. No, you can do a lot with that.
Yeah. No, so these new machines, not visually the most exciting. They introduced a new color, a couple of new colors on the iMacs. Pretty much the same. Yeah. I think it's more about the internals and the hardware, and people are now starting to understand just how powerful these Apple Silicon chips are. Mm. You know, making a lot of people in the industry quite scared, like AMD and Intel, because they now have unlocked the potential in these ARM chips, which is going to be very interesting to see how that unfolds.
Just the way you say it, they have unlocked the potential. It sounds like we are literally going into the future now. Tienis, thank you very much for the update. Well, there we go. I don't know. Christmas is around the corner. Who knows? If you've got a spare cash lying around, you know, try for half a house, maybe. You can get yourself something fun. There we go. Tienis, thank you very much. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday. Net hier op Smile 90.4 FM.